T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bam with 10 of the shot clock to Kendrick Nunn. Nunn, left side, Nunn goes in. A little teardrop right over top of LaMarcus Aldridge. And the Heat on top, 9-6.
And that's where Nunn is so good off of pick and rolls and a drop coverage with the big. Nunn just finds that opening where he's able to get to his floater.
Derrick Jones, Dragic has got it, holding on to it. Out to Nunn. Nunn for three. Got it from downtown. Kendrick Nunn, the lefty, and the Heat up now 19-15 with 4 minutes left in the first. Bam, too close to quarters. Nunn gets the long shot. Got it from downtown. Well, Kendrick Nunn yet to miss. He is 4-for-4, 2-for-2 from downtown, has 10 points and gives the Heat a 5-point lead.
And really quick release on that catch and shoot three. Great shot out of the offense for the Heat.
Bam, timeline and over to Nunn around a good Bam screen. Puts the three up. Got another one. Oh, my gosh. 20 points. Kendrick Nunn, 4-for-4 from downtown, 8-of-8 shooting overall. Bam against Aldridge. They back off. Find Kendrick wide open for three. Kendrick doesn't disappoint. 25 points, his fifth tray of the night.
They enter the ball into the free throw line there, and then Jimmy just sets a down screen. Defender doesn't switch, leaves Kendrick wide open for three.
DeRozan turns it over. Nunn on the run. Mills is there. Nunn through. Layup. Got it to go. Kendrick Nunn. And Coach Pop calls a timeout.
You gotta love it as a player when your activity can force the other opposing team's coach to cause a timeout.
Nunn, 10 on the shot clock, trying to go left with it. Nunn at the elbow, the jumper, got it! Oh, Kendrick Nunn, he's as cool as the other side of the pillow with his shooting.
Yeah, that's something we want to focus on is finishing the game. excuse me, if we up in the second half, whether that's 7 points, 10 points in the third or fourth quarter, we'll try to withstand that and get some stops, most importantly, and finish that win.
Big old Nunions. Big old Nunions last night.
Yeah.
Shout out to our boys Slim and Eric Reed dropping a Nunions on the broadcast.
I would say he looked like he's starting to get a second win.
Yeah. Spoh said that after the game last night. He said that the coaches in the gym have been saying, shooting's been looking good.
Yeah, he got his legs back. It happens. Like, for football, it happens between the second and third week of camp, right? Because
yep.
You're going two-a-days or, you used to go two-a-days and then you have a whole week of like two-a-days. Then you have, when you start playing the preseason games, is when you start getting more time off, believe it or not.
Right.
And then you have two-a-days for another week and then your legs are just, they feel so heavy. And then you just kind of start gradually getting them back. So if they time it right, you're good, at the beginning of the season. Then depending on where your bye week is, you get a chance to get a little bit more. But that's what it looks like. It looks like, he has a little more quickness. He has his legs. He has his legs because a lot of them, you look at a lot of young guys, they were struggling with their shot. They had no legs.
Yeah, I mean, he was like the only guy it seemed like scoring was coming easy for last night. Everything that he was putting up there was going in with ease. Goran had a nice little run for him, but Kendrick Nunn was awesome yesterday. Good revenge game for the Heat. Back in the friendly confines of the American.
Wait.
What?
How many times have the Heat beat the Spurs in a row?
I don't know.
A bunch.
I don't know.
It can't be a revenge game.
It cannot be a revenge game. No.
Different circumstances.
I will say this.
Different circumstances,
I
sir.
I did hear Mike Inglis talk about, they had a conversation with Pop about.
Yes, they did.
Right.
You want to know who brought up that conversation?
Who?
This guy.
Before the game?
Before the game. I gave him the business. I gave Greg Popovich the business last night. Two wins in the American Airlines Arena.
Come on, man.
Yep. Well, here's what happened. Let me give you backstory.
Please, so, give me a backstory.
Here's backstory.
Here's
what goes down.
All right.
So I get a call yesterday from the guest line around 11:20 a.m. I'm like, well, what is this? So I know it's It's got like Zazzle wants me for something. I figure he wants to argue something Panthers. I don't know what the hell he wants. And so he gets me on his show. He's got that Zach Duarte on there with him. And he's like, Zazzle show. Gonna ask Popovich tonight about Bam Adebayo. That's your guy. Go out there, ask him questions. I'm like, whoa. Let me get this straight. You want me to go ask Greg Popovich about Bam Adebayo? That's your guy. Bam, he's your guy. You picked him. You say, what's up? Go ask him questions. And this is, I know what he's doing. He's trying to question my manhood, but he just wants me to get Izzy Gutierrez. He wants me to get hosed down on the sidelines like he does. Pew, pew, pew. He wants me to get assassinated.
Right.
He wants me to get verbally assassinated by Greg Popovich. And I'm like, fine, man. If nobody asks, I figured I'm going to go to this press conference. Someone's going to ask him about Bam. I don't have to ask. There's a lot of good reporters there. You know, I'm sure. You know, I'll throw my questions every now and then. But normally I like asking the nonsense.
Did it go, Greg Popovich?
Do you want to know how it went? Do you want to know how it went?
You recorded?
I got it.
Yes.
You got it? You
got the question?
Oh, I got a question.
Oh, come on. Let's
see. And I got to tell you. I was like, I don't.
You
like,
did some of your best work?
Well, this is. I didn't even feel like it was that great a question. I think what everybody's shocked by is how long Greg Popovich engaged me on this, because I'm like, all right, let's. Because I'm looking around, I'm like, all right, somebody's asking about Patty Mills, all right, and then somebody asked him about the Heat organization. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna do that. No, I'm like, no one's really gonna ask him about Bam Adebayo. It's like the only interesting thing about this game tonight.
Well, because you're already in payback mode.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
already in. You
well,
know,
I look,
you're full team petty at this point for your boy.
I know, but I will say this: it did make there was news about it recently, so that helped with being able to ask about it because. Bam recently told Barry Jackson I think it was right before they played the Pacers because Miles Turner made the team in front of him and he was asked about the idea of well, what did Greg tell you, and Bam said he said I wasn't ready, so that was my in.
Right.
That
right.
was my in. I was like, all right, no one's gonna ask about this. We cool, baby. All right, let's do it.
Coach, Bam recently said that when he didn't make Team USA, you told him that he wasn't ready. What did you think that he had to improve upon, and what have you made of his season?
He's a different player now than he was when we had all the tryouts. I think that in general, when I said, he wasn't quite ready, I think he didn't show what he could really do. And I think that was just maybe a product of, the guys that he was around. He was in a different environment. He probably deferred more than he needed to. He probably was a little unsure of himself, that kind of thing. And in that sense, if that same tryout was today, I think he'd look a lot differently at it. Because we talked about, being aggressive and doing things that you would normally do. But I just think he probably deferred and was maybe too polite and, too... just maybe not ready for the occasion at that particular time. And now that you see him during the season, I've shaken my head several times and saying, that's not the guy that we saw, during the tryout. And maybe that was my fault. Maybe I should have done it differently, so his skills could come out. But that's the best I can offer you.
Come on.
You know what that
come
is?
Come on, Leroy.
I
conquered the mountain.
By the way,
I cracked him.
I heard.
I cracked him, Leroy.
You didn't crack him. I heard that, or heard Mike Inglis talking about it.
Yeah.
And the first thing I thought was, because he played like he plays for the Heat, and he went there and tried to do that and not know that he's in a different environment and more a different Bam might be required. And that's part of being young. Like a lot of guys on that team are a lot older than him and have been through a lot more in basketball and know and have been in different situations and know when to do different things or use different aspects of his game. He's just young. So I could see that.
Come on, give it up. I'm a journalist.
What?
Come on, give it up. I'm a journalist.
I got to tell you. If nobody else has the stones to ask him, but here's the funny part about it. Here's what kills me. I don't know how it works in, you know, the question asking world.
Neither
of
do I.
Media.
But
here's the key. I love the way, like, so after you ask the question,
yeah,
then everybody in that room leaves and says, yeah, we asked Greg about.
I know.
Right. And so everybody, because Mike Higgins said, we had a long talk with Greg Popovich. I'm saying, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I know. I don't know those rules either.
So how does that work?
I don't know.
I said, because everybody's, you know, so caught up.
I tell you who I feel bad for all the time is Ira Winderman, because there'll be times where, like, you know, I was sitting there yesterday and, like, I was like, well, sorry, Robbie, hit the headlines thing. I know I've gone way over.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
You want your impressions of the South Florida crowd tonight? It's been a while since you guys have been here.
You would have really been a boss
if
you would have said, Pop, the damage is done, my friend.
The damage is done, my friend.
If you would have said.
Yeah, so to get to your point, though, I never know how that stuff. I don't know that stuff either. Like, I don't get, you know, the reporter etiquette and all that stuff. And I do feel bad a lot of times because, like, Ira will go in there and he's literally like, he's almost like Kendrick Nunn. Like, he'll be carrying a press conference basically with the player, just doing it by himself. And, like, by the time, and he's such, he knows all the questions to ask. He's been doing it so long. You're kind of just like, all right, I don't know what else. What else do I ask Derek Jones Jr.? And especially in the situation where, like, yesterday, you know, everybody kind of just herds in these locker rooms from guy to guy. And so I'm, like, watching yesterday, and I was thrilled because I walk in this locker room, who's already got his pants on but Jimmy Butler. I was like, let's go. All right. We don't have to wait a half hour for Jim tonight.
Right.
And I go in there, and everybody's like, oh, let's go talk to Derek Jones Jr. I was like, really? And I love Derek Jones Jr., don't get me wrong, but, like, you know, Jimmy Butler's a much better quote. I like talking to Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
And so Jimmy Butler, he goes and he looks, he sees, oh, everyone's talking to Derek Jones Jr.? I'm out. This is not a loss. It's not like no one's going to criticize Jimmy Butler for not talking. He's just like, okay, cool. Who else is here? He's like, oh, Kendrick Nunn's got to talk. He's like, I wonder if I got to wait for four guys. Nah, I'm out.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know how that stuff works either, man. But I'm with you. Like, you go and ask these questions, and they're like, yeah, all right, Pop said this. And I'm just like, all right, well.
Right.
Glad we could all be of service to each other. I guess that's how it works. I don't know.
I don't know
the rules.
Which is even more amazing when you get that question, right? Like, you're like, really? Dude, we just watched the whole game and that's the best you could come up with?
Yeah.
I used to get on reporters about that all the time. Like, look, I said, I just played in a 3.5-4 hour game, right? You've had 3 hours or 45 minutes to think about a question to ask, and that's what you asked me?
Yeah.
And they go, well. I'm like, no, man. I said, you went to college for this? I would just go. Because guess what? You know, one of the things that I hated about it is that they expect you to give, you know, the right quote 3 minutes after the game.
100%.
And I'm like, why shouldn't I demand that you ask the right question?
Well, apparently I wasn't there for Pop's post game, but apparently there were like two reporters standing outside the locker room. He walks out. They don't ask him any questions. He walks right back in. He's like, all right, what are we going to do? Wait for everybody? I'm out of here.
Right.
all right. We'll get you caught up on. We'll do like a hodgepodge, a mishmash headlines. 50. That was kind of 50 minutes of heat right there, just to kick off the show. So we'll do more of like a headlines 15 minutes of heat mashup coming up next segment. We're back after this.
15 minutes of heat.
All right. 15 minutes of heat is brought to you by Comcast. Stay connected to your team with Xfinity X5, proud partner of the Miami Heat. We're going to do like a hodgepodge here, a little mashup, because we just did 15 minutes.
Oh, that information had to be
right off the bat.
If you have some interaction with Pop, if Tobin the journalist comes out, that needs to be, the people need to know. Listen, right away.
How to get in the business.
Right.
I don't know what to tell you.
I didn't want your impressions of the South Florida crowd tonight. It's been a while since you guys have been here.
Oh, man. Somebody refers to that as my finger in the, body cavity voice. Whatever. Right. Whatever works. Got to come out with a. You got to come out with a cautious tone.
You can't go full heel at a press conference.
You don't know what the pop's gonna do. You don't know.
No, you know what? Come on, it's a show, because everybody likes Pop.
Yeah, everybody likes him, but everybody's a little scared of him. Everybody's
Chubby.
Bam recently said that when he didn't make Team USA, you told him that he wasn't ready. What did you think that he had to improve upon, and what have you made of his season?
But part of the thing is that. To me, that doesn't sound like him being that. That means he's holding you accountable for doing your job.
A lot of people. I saw the reaction. It obviously got a lot of reaction yesterday on social media, and a lot of people were like, "Why don't you just apologize? Admit that you were." I mean, he kind of did. He's like, "I look at my television all the time this season. I shake my head, and I'm just like, we have that guy during the team. That's not the guy that showed up."
Again, one of the things. This happens in a lot of sports, especially a sport like basketball, because in basketball, your interaction with the other four players is a lot greater than in any other sport.
Yeah.
Unless it's a pitcher and a catcher thing. But other than that, a lot of young players defer.
Yes.
And that's where he was in his career.
And don't forget, he was brought in as a late tryout. He was there.
Right.
They're like, okay, because a lot of you're dropping out, right, or guys were leaving, and then so Bam was a late call anyway.
But and how about this? That's why everybody's so impressed about Tyler Hero.
Yeah.
Because he just went, from day one. He's ball handling. He's taking his shots or whatever. He's not deferring. Kendrick Nunn is a little bit of a different situation because he's older.
Yep.
So Tyler Hero's 19.
Mm-hmm.
So he came into the league the same time with Bam.
I was thinking about this yesterday because Kendrick Nunn balled out yesterday. It was an amazing performance by him. And I kept thinking to myself, I was like, why am I not as jazzed up for this performance as I would? Like, I was thinking to myself, I know if Tyler Hero drop 33 on someone's ass, I would be like sans pants the next day.
Because he's 25.
And I think that's why. Yeah, right. I think it's just age.
Right. And so from that standpoint, you look at the two, that you can't get out of your head that Tyler Hero's 19.
Yep.
19 and playing like he's been playing in the NBA for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's the hump that Bam had to get over. And a lot of it, keep in mind, a lot of it had to do with also what they were asking him to do here.
Right.
They weren't asking him the last year to be the Bam he is now.
Mm-hmm.
And so if he had gone to USA after this year, I think he would go with a little more confidence, a better idea of what he can do
I think he's going to be an all-star this year. I mean, I'm not going to guarantee that he's going to be an all-star, but I think he's definitely deserving of being an all-star in the East. Especially with how good that he'd have been being the second seed in the East. But I think that all that comes, you have these credentials, you have the, right, that confirmation that's on your shoulders. And, I have asked Bam this year, not to I asked him this year about did you think you were going to have this kind of responsibility? I think it was after the Pacers game. He's like, yeah, no, I didn't.
Right.
I didn't know it was going to have this responsibility. So you don't know till you know.
The other thing is guess what? Should he make the All-Star team this year, it's going to look like the USA team.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the level of players, that he's going to be playing with,
mm-hmm,
he may defer. It's just one of those. It's not a defer thing as much as it is a respect thing. Mm-hmm. Respect the guys who have been doing it.
Robbie, what do you got? Let's get some headlines going for today. Sorry that it's taken so long to get to you.
The Heat, but yeah, they 106-100. That was the final score. Why is that important? The spread was Heat -5.5.
Of course.
The best.
By half a point with the cover.
Good job.
Did you have the Heat?
There was a late Aldridge three too. Made it dicey.
Aldridge three got it to five. Yeah.
It was like, ooh. And
then Bam was shooting free throws. You figure he was going to make a one, or then the Spurs are going to get a chance to, get the ball with a chance to cover.
I tell you who's dicey with these free throws lately is Jimmy Butler. I mean, this dude was automatic to start the season.
Hey, did you see Bam line up a three at the end of the game?
Yeah. he's way in the hole. I don't know if anybody brought up that debt in a while. I definitely want to at one point just be like, hey, Bam, you're probably 5,000 in the hole here, man.
Right.
But Jimmy Butler made a three last night. He broke did. His long streak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he shot another one, and it was
back. Feeling froggy.
He was back.
He was feeling froggy. In front of his boy Luke Combs, the country music star.
That's right.
He was nice.
You know, Huberto was there, too.
Huberto was there, too. You know what? He deserves a bigger pop. Like,
yeah.
They throw up Jonathan Huberto, and they're just like, yeah. I'm just like, bro, this guy just, he's the all-time Panthers leading scorer.
Oh, okay, but how many hockey people are there?
Oh, none.
Okay.
Oh, none.
There you go. There, yeah. How many, when they showed him, how many people actually knew him? Because basketball is a different crowd.
I don't know. They gave him great seats. They gave him seats right under the basket.
Right.
But
basketball is a different crowd.
Yeah, but I tell you what, so this Luke Combs, he became a big deal last year. He was at Chili Cook-Off. He's got that, he got the best of me. That's his song. And he's
all your artists sound the same.
Well, he's got Luke Combs. He big. Big fella.
Yeah.
Burly and
a lot. You know what? Plump. A lot of country guys are like that.
He's got this fire ginger beard.
Who is it? Toby Keith?
Yeah.
Toby Keith's a big boy.
Yeah, but this guy's but I mean, man, he had the hottest blonde right on his arm. I'm just like, man, if you could just sing, you write your song.
Sing.
If you're in a good spot that way, because this Luke Combs, she wasn't leaving that arm all night.
But I tell you
I was like, good for you, man.
If you have an artist that sing like we gonna sing after the show today, we might lose our significant
others. Oh, we're paying up today to Dina Lane?
Yeah.
Still mad at her, by the way. Her explanation is just like, oh, well, I gave the message to Leroy, which I'm like, all right, thanks. Hey, am I not to walk down the hall?
She didn't give me a message. She basically told me what it was going to be, and I laughed. Yeah, okay. I'm married. I got a wife at home. I'm not doing this at work. No, that's not how this works.
What else you got, Robbie?
Oh, yeah, so Tyler Herro, he did not play yesterday with a knee bruise. That means we had to bust out the old Kelly Olynyk.
I know. Good as he doesn't look good. You know, I somebody brought up a good point, though, last night on pressure. Like, he might still be hurting from that
Canada
nurse team. He just doesn't look right, man. Yeah. Like, Kelly Olynyk's a fine player. He's not great. He's like the epitome of like above average.
He seems like he was better.
Yeah, it doesn't look right now for him.
I will tell you this though, when you injure a knee, and keep in mind you can sprain your knee and have a level of sprain is still a small tear, and without a couple of months to just do nothing and let it heal, you could struggle a little bit. And I think with basketball and your legs meaning so much, even if you don't jump, that's where it shows a lot.
Well, it was also a big year for him too, because you know Kelly, I believe, can opt out after this summer. So, you know, if Kelly had a good year, he definitely could have opted out and probably gotten a new deal, if not with the Heat, somebody else.
Right.
So maybe that's why he made a bigger point to push through. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But he doesn't look like the guy that's been here the last couple of years. You know, like a guy who's, you know, he'll have his. There'll be nights where, sure, you watch Kelly Olynyk, you're like, man. But there'll be nights where, like, Kelly Olynyk's gone and won you games. You know, he's put up that kind of shooting performance for you.
Ooh, somebody said, did KO seem better because we weren't as good?
Did he seem better because we weren't as good?
Looter in a riot.
No, I don't think so.
It's like we talk about the 30-11 team and about how much promise they had.
Well, he wasn't.
But they still didn't. No, he wasn't there. But I'm just saying, as an example, we talk about how good all those guys were and all those guys got paid. But the fact of the matter is they didn't make the playoffs.
I don't think so. Right? I don't think so. Maybe, but I don't think so. I don't feel that way. What else you got, Robbie? What else gone?
The Hurricanes, they did lose last night to NC State 80-63. They did not cover the 8.5 points they were getting.
Hard times, Daddy.
Woj reported Olynyk is battling an illness. He has bum-ass disease.
I tell you what they're doing, watching them yesterday, they're just letting LaMarcus Aldridge go shoot threes. Because I was watching him. Let me tell you something. There's a couple things that bugged me out yesterday, all right? One, I'm watching LaMarcus Aldridge before the game. Big fella. but I was watching him practice his threes, and he's doing pretty good. But who does
he looks stiff?
But you know who he warms up with? Tim Duncan.
Whoa. Tim Duncan's there?
Tim Duncan.
Hey, he's just a coach.
He's an assistant coach. And Tim Duncan.
I didn't even know he talked.
He's got. Well, I don't know. They're kind of like mini dreads. So I don't know if it qualifies as
like
a
twists.
Man. I don't know if it qualifies as a man bun. But they were something.
Really?
Yeah, they weren't in bun fat. They were just kind of hanging on top once it was the game time. But in the pregame, he had like the man bun going on. And I'm just like, that is the greatest power forward of all time. And he is just, he's out here warming up LaMarcus Aldridge. That's pretty crazy. That's pretty, like.
I mean, but think about it.
That's a deep love for the game.
You talking about a guy who was the best at it. When you talk about power forward's first name.
Tim Duncan.
Right. So good for LaMarcus Aldridge. Although, like, he's, LaMarcus Aldridge is stiff, isn't he? He looks so stiff.
Yeah, I mean,
like nothing
I,
about
I like
him.
I like LaMarcus.
LaMarcus
Aldridge. You know what they're doing? It feels like they're doing a lot of. You remember when Brook Lopez basically spent an entire net season shooting threes, and then all of a sudden now he's Splash Mountain.
Right.
It feels like that's what they're doing with him. They're just like,
right.
Go out there, shoot five threes a game.
He
just
does
do it.
He does shoot bricks though. When that ball hits the rim,
dude,
it's like,
yeah.
Like no rotation.
They haven't tried that experiment with DeRozan yet. He's still taking the twos.
Oh, yeah, DeRozan.
But he's so good at it.
I know.
Like, dude gets, like, he gets so many M1s.
Yep.
It's unbelievable.
What else you got, Robbie?
And so the Florida Panthers, they are back in action tonight against the L.A. Kings, 7 o'clock from the BB&T Center. An interesting side note news regarding the Florida Panthers, nothing to do with the Panthers, but the Vegas Golden Knights.
I know.
They fired our old friend, Gerald Gallant. And hired another old friend, Peter DeBoer.
Now, listen, admittedly, I've not been following what's been going on with the Vegas Golden Knights, but Gerard Gallant made the Stanley Cup Finals.
As an expansion team.
Right. And he was let go by the Panthers. He took the Panthers to the playoffs. He's the last coach to take the Panthers to the playoffs. And he infamously, and though some will dispute this, wasn't given a ride home from the Panthers when he was dismissed. Didn't even give him cab money.
Is that not like?
So I wonder if he'll say
that guy must be difficult to work with then. I mean, if the whole point of
and I think they were in first place.
They were
of the
like
season.
3 points out of. I think they were in second, 3 points out.
Yeah, I think they've hit a losing streak, yeah. But they were for the majority of the season in first place. And I think that him and DeBoer have beef. I think he like called DeBoer a clown at one point. Last year. So, yeah, two former Panthers crossing paths tonight. Next Bugner. Bugner, you're going to be the next coach of the Golden Knights. Get ready.
I mean, geez. Like, it has to be something working with him or something. Because, I mean, two teams, one team went to the finals, and one team, the last time they were in the playoffs, was with that guy. And
yeah, last year, the Vegas Knights arguably got screwed out of the playoffs in that first round. So they went to the Stanley Cup Finals, got screwed in the playoffs, and then 3 months of the season, fired.
Yeah, hockey does that,
though. Yeah, they're weird about
hockey
that.
Hockey will fire a guy at the drop of a hat. They really will. Like, I don't think the
Like baseball?
Like, I don't think the Panthers will fire Quinville anytime soon because that dude is a distinguished champion.
The Blackhawks did.
They did, but after three Stanley Cups. Like, I don't – it would be a real balls move by the Panthers to go and fire Joel Quenneville, who's like, you know, your franchise has done no major winning. This guy's done so much major. It would be like the Dolphins firing Belichick after, like, a three-win season. You know, like, you just you got to give it a little bit of
run. Kind of like Cleveland did.
Oh, yeah. Well, he didn't have the championship yet.
The year before that, we were 11-5.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And then they moved.
And then they said we're moving after week 5.
Well, I tried.
They're going to compare him to Adam Gase again.
All right, when we come back, yesterday was the Conor McGregor, Donald Cerrone press conference. Conor weighs in on whether or not he wants to fight Jorge Masvidal. We'll get you that next.
It's Mr. 305 checking in for the remix. You know they had that 75 Street Brazil. Well, this year's gonna be called Gaiocho. Que hola gata, que hola omega. And this how we gonna do it. Dale! 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. I know you want me. You know I want ya. I know you want me. You know I want ya. I know you want me.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on the ticket. We'll get to the McGregor press conference in a second, but I want to Robbie, what the hell's going on with this Joe Burrow? Is this a thing? Like, is this going to be? Is LSU going to get in trouble for this Odell Beckham thing and Odell handing out cash to people? Because like, did Joe Burrow go out there and pull a Tunsil? Or
he did, like he did, because he was on Part of My Take, and he said he's a little loose. Everybody's loose on Part of My Take.
Everybody's loose. Those two guys, they get you in there into that web of hijinks. I can respect it.
And he thought he was safe because he says he's no longer a student athlete anymore. He's like, oh yeah, I could say it was real money. I'm not a student athlete anymore. But I don't know if at the time the game was technically over when he was handing out cash.
Right.
So I don't know if he was technically still a student athlete or not. It's a wiggle.
They're not gonna get in trouble for this, are they?
Probably not. They'll probably have to acknowledge.
Oh, that's kind of like what Uncle Luke used to do back in the day. Like it was. That's basically what it was. Luke having cash and. You know, I'm sorry, allegedly, just handing out cash for the good hits and the good performances on the sidelines, giving out the old cash. So, listen, first of all, let me just make this clear. One, good. I'm glad Odell Beckham is giving these guys some money. That's what you should do, especially Ed Orgeron. Ed Orgeron got $500,000 for winning that game. $500,000 for winning that championship game. So, if Odell Beckham throws a little bit of cash the way of Joe Burrow, who just broke football, I'm not opposed to it. I know how people are about this, and I know that the NCAA sucks. So I hope nothing comes of this for LSU, who just had an amazing season. But I just find it funny that immediately, like if I was Joe Burrow, I feel like in that time I would be like, I don't want to make this a thing. Like, or I would be cute about it, but it feels like he was
part of my take. It does that to people.
Part of my take. They just they just was like, hey, what? Tell us about it. Let's get crazy. And so we had ourselves a Laramie Tunsil moment, Leroy, where he's just like, yes, it was real cash, and you know, I don't know
why.
But he is right. Like, it really shouldn't. As soon as Joe Burrow leaves that field, he's got no eligibility left. He should be able to get a big Scrooge McDuck bag of cash, and that should be
Okay, but guess what? If he gets that money right after the game,
yeah,
all games that he plays for LSU after that point, when he received the money, are forfeited. He's not playing any more games.
Right.
So it doesn't matter.
But there are. He wasn't the only one. There are other players. No, a lot of LSU players did declare for the draft yesterday. So I'm sure
anyone who took cash declared for the draft.
That's probably what happened.
Right.
Everybody who went out there and took it.
Did you watch that Aaron Hernandez thing?
No, oh. I can't wait. I have it. It's. I think it might be my viewing tonight. You watched it?
I watched a lot of it.
How was it?
Here, Odin Lloyd was dating the sister of Aaron Hernandez's girlfriend. So the two sisters were dating those two guys.
Okay.
So after all the stuff happened, when the sister stuck by Aaron Hernandez, imagine.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
That's pretty bananas. Yeah, I definitely want to watch that tonight and check it out. Have you watched it yet, Robbie?
I have not seen it. I've also heard some rave reviews, too.
It's like I like the OJ thing that they did on like Lifetime. Like, okay, garbage.
The one with David Schwimmer?
Yes.
On FX?
And the reason why
I love that
is,
one.
I like
the
show.
Reason why is because when you tell the story like a documentary with real.
Right. Did you watch the 30 for 30 of OJ?
Yes.
Or like the 5-part series?
Yes, I watched.
It was like an 8-part series.
That was better because it was actual, you know, it's not actors.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah, Cuba Gooding Jr. as OJ.
Right.
That was a tough one. Right. Schwimmer looked just like just like Rob Kardashian.
The crazy thing about
Travolta.
The crazy thing about it is that and this kind of the only thing that pissed me off about it is that, you know, they said, oh, he had CTE or problems or whatever. I'm like, no, dude, he got away with it, so he thought he could just keep doing it.
Yeah, I mean, like, right. There's a lot of cases that have been around it, you know?
Right, like, it's not, like, I could get it, did it have a, like, you don't, like, when you have problems and you can't focus or think right, or
yeah.
Your problem, you don't just all of a sudden go out and say, you know what?
No, like, I buy into the, like, the way they said, like, Junior Seau changed late in life.
Right,
like,
no, that, no.
Because they always said, like, Junior was, like, the nicest guy.
Right.
And just became like a dark individual and ended up tragically dying.
Believe it, I know all that. But what I'm saying is that, like, okay, so each time you have issues, you
Just chalk it up to CTE.
Kill some,
yeah,
right, no, man.
Here's the statement, by the way, from LSU on Odell Cashgate. This is from Ross Dellinger, his Twitter account. We are aware of the situation regarding Odell Beckham Jr. interacting with LSU student athletes and others unaffiliated with the team following the championship game on Monday night. Initial information suggested the bills were exchanged were novelty bills. Information and footage reviewed since shows apparent cash may have also been given to LSU student athletes. We were in contact with the NCAA and SEC immediately upon learning of the situation, in some of which our student athletes may have been placed in a compromising position. We are working with our student athletes, the NCAA, and the SEC in order to rectify the situation. If the SEC is in charge of this, I mean, like, no bigs. They're going to sweep it under the rug. I mean, cash and the SEC, those go together like peanut butter and jelly. Like, come on.
Oh, by the way, we do have the sound of this Joe Burrow.
Oh, okay, let's hear it. This is Joe Burrow via Pardon My Take, where he's asked about if these were novelty dollars.
Odell give you money?
Yeah, I'm not a student athlete anymore, so I can say yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, you're definitely not a student athlete anymore. You're the number one overall pick. You know. But, like, this is the thing. It's stupid that it's even a thing.
Because they're gonna
Orgeron got $500,000 to win that game. A bonus. Odell's just giving out a little bonus. And he should. Those kids should get a damn bonus. You know how many people watch that game? How much money is in that game?
How big was it? Oh.
Come on.
I mean, that cash is going to be petty cash compared to what Joe Burrow's going to do in the NFL, in the NFL draft.
Man, Joe Burrow, imagine you got that Sam Bradford money back in the day.
Oh.
What was that, $70
million? Yeah.
It was the last of the Mohicans.
Yeah.
Sam Bradford, the last heist, the last great heist.
Wait. He got that $70 million. And then made $20 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, he got that $20 million with the Cardinals.
Oh, he was terrible. Wow. Yep. That turn. That's what happens when you play for a team and you keep getting sacked.
Crazy. All right, we'll bring you some of the clips from the McGregor press conference. He comments on his interest in fighting Jorge Masvidal and get you caught up, of course, last night. Bam, revenge game against Greg Popovich. And Kendrick Nunn was awesome. We'll bring you that. Robbie has your headlines coming up for you next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.